Now, from where I'm sitting here in the control room, we can see a desk to the left of me, and that's the RV desk that dispatches there, deals solely with the rapid response vehicles. And there's been some controversy around these as they cannot carry patients. Now, the idea is that they get to an emergency quicker than an ambulance and they stabilise a patient before handing them over to an ambulance crew. Our reporter Lisa McAllister has spent the day at the coalface travelling with a paramedic in this RV.
My name's Sean McBarty. I'm a rapid response paramedic currently stationed in Ardoyne Station in North Belfast. I've been in the ambulance service for just over 16 years.
24-year-old
female, not
conscious but breathing. Right, still in a fit. 3-2-2,
going as well. Right, another location, over. Right up. What have we got then, Sean? We're going for a 20, as you can see on the screen here, it's a 24-year-old female who is fitting. And the controller has said that the patient is not conscious and still fitting.
Somebody not conscious and fitting, that's, yep. You need to get there as soon as.
Well, it's a red call, which is a category A.
Emergency? Is she conscious?
I didn't think so.
No. Is she breathing?
Yes, I have been breathing.
Right, okay.
She comes over there.
Right, time organise and help. Just stay on the line and I'll tell you exactly what to do next.
Yeah.
Now the crew are almost with you. If she's still sitting, do not do resuscitation. Do not hold her down or force anything into her mouth.
Okay.
Right, and just move dangerous objects away from her. I'm going to stay on the line until the crew arrive. Just tell me if anything changes.
We're driving at high speed through the city centre and some people are getting out of the way, but not everybody.
Yep, that's basically it.
Now, turn left.
Is that par for the course, Sean?
That's actually quite a good. they were actually quite good at getting out of the way there in comparison to some. Usually we get a lot of problems when we come up the traffic lights.
Turn left, then you have arrived.
Control early of 17, over.
That's us arrived.
Just take me through what happened this morning then.
She just come down the stairs and I was looking at her and she just stared at me and she started jumping and shaking, but I thought she was carrying on. But I knew she fell onto the table. And of our arthritis and don't know where I got the strength to grab her, but I squealed for my son and my husband. Please, quick, hurry up, help me, help me. And I knew to get her on, I said, put her on her side, because I couldn't hold her. But my arthritis, I said, get her on her side. She kept on shaking and her eyes were running in her head. And I just called 999 and I'm just panicking over the phone. Please, please, hurry up. This girl was speaking to me, was she okay, was she? And it just happened so quick and it just frightened the life out of me, but the girl stayed in the phone with me. She was awful nice, she was trying to calm me down. And I was just saying, please, hurry up, but they were waiting quick at coming, like.
The rapid response was first, that was Sean, who I was in the car with.
All I seen was paramedics, so I was glad they came right and quick, scared the life clean out of me. Still shaking, so yeah.
That's the nerves and the adrenaline, isn't it?
Yeah. So I don't like sitting, I'm terrified of it. So we have a wee girl that died with leukemia. I nursed her for 3.5 years and I've seen so many children dying and the unit and I watched my own child dying and I just hate sickness, I don't like it.
And did that just bring back all those memories?
Yes, it did, yeah. Yeah, it did indeed. But I'm glad they got here and she's okay and they have her away.
We're just leaving the scene now, Sean. The paramedics arrived and the lady was taken to hospital.
Yep. First time having a seizure. Still laying on the floor in the kitchen. Very quickly she started to come round, still quite confused. The crew were right behind me. So the guys will pop her down to the Royal Victoria casually. The call come in, the job time's 12:51. We received it at 12:52 and arrived scene at 12:57. So we're in our 8 minutes. There you go, we've just got our next job.
Where are we heading to?
We're heading to the junction of Brunswick Street and Hard Street for a male who has fallen with a head injury.
Basically, we got the call for the last job less than half an hour ago, so that's you within half an hour responding to 2 emergencies.
Yeah, because we're not transporting patients and the NE crews are, it means that
Once we clear it scene, we're ready for the next job.
That was Lisa McAllister reporting. The operator who you heard there in that call is Susan Donnelly. Morning to you, Susan.
Morning, Stephen.
So here we are. I'm coming into your place of work today. You must take a range of people and a whole range of life experiences.
Yeah, it varies all the time. You never know what you're going to answer. Some people are quite calm. Other people are really, really panicked and stressed.
Because your job is not to get panicked and stressed, but there must be times when it's incredibly stressful.
It is, but we are here ultimately to take control. The people who are finding, you know, really nerve-wracking in the situation, we're here to take control and talk them through the whole situation.
Any situations stick in your mind?
Yeah, we've had quite a lot of calls, but I remember we had four or five wee guys up the Mourne Mountains who were lost. They hadn't a clue where they were. Started off a beautiful day.
And they phoned you from a mobile, did they?
They phoned from a mobile. At the start we thought it was a hoax, but we could never take it as it being a hoax. So we took it seriously. The mist came down. They got really, really scared. We told them to stay exactly where they were. Of course, boys being boys, three of them wandered off. We found the first two really, really quickly. We had the Coast Guard and the helicopter and the police, everybody really on board. But eventually, over a couple of hours, they were all brought safely home to mummy.
Brilliant. What's the job satisfaction like in this?
There's a lot of job satisfaction. Whenever you do help someone, you know, and you really know you've made a difference, there is a lot of job satisfaction and is really worthwhile.
Susan, thank you for talking to me today. Thank you.